USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Former President Donald Trump on Sunday accused legacy media outlets of continuously spreading the claim that there is no evidence of election fraud, adding in a statement that, in the end, truth will win. The New York Times and others always insert a clause into their stories without evidence that the election was decided fraudulently. As usual, this is fake news, Trump said in a statement. Missouri Democrat Cori Bush slammed her House colleagues for adjourning for August recess without passing an extension of the CDC eviction moratorium for renters. Bush is sleeping on the steps of the U.S. Capitol in an effort to appeal to her colleagues to extend the moratorium.
Their human dignity, and they deserve for the people that are paid to represent them to show up and do the work to make sure that they have their basic needs met.
She says she will stay there until something gets done. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or my Glendale will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.